Well, I played terrible. I mean, it's probably about as bad as I could play, so that's a good thing. It's got to get better. Missed a lot of throws that I make in my sleep, so I'm disappointed about that. But I think, you know, we made just enough plays to win. The defense did a great job in the first half. I thought the field goal at the end of the first half was nice little movement of the ball there at the end of the half to get 3 points. Mason did a great job. Special teams did a great job. Jordy Nelson on the returns was fabulous. You know, just personally, I made too many dumb mistakes and didn't play as well as I know I'm capable of playing.
Is this one of those days, Aaron, you make, or you just
talk about? Yeah, you know, you got to give them credit. They had a good game plan. They really want to take Jermichael out of the game. But you know, I had him down the middle on the first play and missed him. You know, they got banged around a little bit and just, you know, got into a rhythm there. Second quarter, beginning of the third quarter, and then, you know, I think we kind of went into a end-the-game mode almost as far as, you know, wanting to take some time off the clock. And I just think we need to, we need to clean things up, obviously, and hopefully come out a little more aggressive against Buffalo. No, I'm not worried. I mean, you know, those are the only thing that worries you a little bit is it was their four-man rush. You know, we were worried a little bit, I think, about their pressure schemes and, playing on the road, you know, not wanting to make a bunch of protection adjustments, just trying to get the ball out hot, you know, and they sacked us 3 times in their base defense. So that's disappointing. But, you know, like I said, I didn't play well. We didn't get no rhythm on offense, and we got to clean those things up. Yeah, I mean, that was important for us, you know, to take some time off the clock, but also to, you know, the drive at the beginning of the third quarter, our first drive when John had, you know, a big run on a 2nd and 9, I think, and got 11. And then a touchdown of, 5 yards on a little inside handoff. That's pretty good. I mean, John finds a way to get in the end zone pretty frequently, and he's a big, you know, an important part of our offense and did a good job. Brandon Jackson, I thought, ran the ball well after Ryan went out. We just, you know, it's disappointing, I think, as quarterback playing the way I did, because we really felt like we could have put, you know, a lot more points on the board and given our defense a little bit of a break because they played very well.
As a quarterback, Aaron, did those long kick returns after a touchdown help you go out there? That was against you guys a few times last year.
Yeah, I mean, we've witnessed a lot of those where you momentum swings, because that's a big deal, you know, especially when they start coming back in the game a little bit. And for Jordy to consistently get us out across the 30 into the 50 on the first drive of the second half, that's excellent. I mean, that's important for us. We've definitely been on the other side of that. No penalties on the special teams. That's nice. Too frequently last year we were running on the field and, you know, with a lot of flags down and starting drives inside the 20. And today we had real good field position. Yeah, you know, the interception I threw in the first quarter was the same defense. And I was trying to get Jermichael down the middle, not on the same page. Quentin Michael made a nice play. Same defense. I told Greg on the sideline, it was kind of like a sideline deal, this conversation in the second quarter, said, hey, you know, if that happens again, I'm just going to just run a go route, and I'll try to look the safety off, because Ellis Hoff seemed to be sitting a little bit. So I just took my eyes to the right, and Greg kind of just ran straight up the field and ran past him, and made a nice catch.
Aaron, there's obviously no room for feeling sorry for anybody in the NFL, but do you feel a little bit for Kevin Cobb? I mean, similar situation that you guys had, him coming in his first game to start, how did he
end up? Yeah, definitely. You know, and I'm going to be looking to talk to him tonight, and hopefully he's all right. Never want that to happen, especially to a guy who I've become, you know, pretty good friends with, and disappointed. I hope he's okay. Not sure what his injury is. You know, but to that effect, that you know, Michael did a nice job tonight when he came in. He ran the offense well. He's a dangerous guy with his athletic ability, and I thought he played very well. Got him back in the game. Yeah. No, I slipped out of my hand.
Because, you know, when the offense is struggling, maybe the defense is picking it up, especially if you can get it that way.
Well, I think every victory is a team victory, and every loss is a team loss. So, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. We're a very united locker room. It's nice when the offense isn't playing as well as we know we're capable of playing, and special teams can continually give us good field position, flip the field position. The defense did a great job in the first half containing them. They have a lot of weapons. I mean, they line up and got a lot of studs on offense, and I thought they did a great job of really taking the tight end out of the game. DeSean Jackson was, you know, he's explosive, and he was not a huge factor in the game. I think you got to give our young guys credit. You know, Sam Shields and Morgan Burnett starting their first game in the NFL. And Sam didn't start, but he started in the nickel, and we played a ton of nickels, so he pretty much started. And those guys played excellent, so you got to give them a lot of credit.
Kevin, you mentioned that you and Kevin Conley become friendly. Do you think the situations that you guys have very similar? I know you talked about this a lot last week. Do you think that has something to do with that? Do you guys kind of feel something special, like a bond because of that?
Oh, without a doubt, definitely. You know, and you know, I think it's part of not that I'm an old quarterback, but I'm in my sixth season, and I think it's beneficial to the league to be someone who can talk to those guys who are just starting their careers out. And Kevin had a lot of questions that I remember myself as a young starter, first-time starter. I found myself asking Trent Dilfer and Steve Young and some of the guys who have been kind of mentors to me. So if I can be that in that similar role to Kevin, then that's a great honor for me, and I think it's important for you know, for the league. The quarterback fraternity, if you will, is a pretty tight-knit one, and you know, you want to see guys coming up and playing well and giving them as much information to be successful as you can. Well, I just heard that in the locker room. Mike said that, and that's awesome. I mean, it's great for the franchise. I've been a part of two ugly losses here that were not a whole lot of fun. This is a great, I think, sports city. You know, they love their football, their basketball, you know, their baseball with the Phillies, their hockey with the Flyers. I mean, these fans love sports and understand when to cheer. They're a great crowd. And this is a tough, hostile environment, so it's nice to get a win here.